Good afternoon. Welcome here. So this is all youth program for Easter. So Easter and happiness kind of always goes together, right? We always say Happy Easter. So today they want to talk about the Easter story. So I want to talk about being happy. So how often are we, when we look around in our congregation, do we see somebody sitting there complaining or whining? Or how often is it us? If we look around, those that are around us here today are all going to be in heaven with us, or so we hope, right? We all want to be in heaven. So how are you treating the people next to you? Are you being joyful? Are you being glad in your time that you can serve? Are you being joyous when you can serve? I want to read a verse out of Job 2, verse 5, that the triumphing of the wicked is short and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment. So things of the world don't bring us lasting happiness. Happiness found in experiences, possessions, celebrations, or relationships don't last, because that's not what God created it for us. He didn't create us to be self-focused, just to be happy. So the source of happiness is true joy. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 and 7, but godliness without contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we carry nothing out. So apart from God, we won't find true happiness. God intends for us to find joy in Him. Joy and satisfaction are found in the blessings we experience as we live for God. Psalm 37, verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So the key to happiness is found in seeking for God, seeking to live for Him, not seeking to find happiness itself, but seeking for God. Philippians 4, verses 10 to 12, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last, your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. So abased is humble, and also in prosperity. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. So we can be happy in whatever comes our way. I know a little while ago we were reading through the disciples and their journeys, and they rejoiced when they were persecuted for Jesus' sake. So how do we find that joy in everything that we do? So just, I find that interesting when the disciples, when they did get beaten or punished, they were joyful. We don't need to be, we're not beaten or punished here, but we will have our trials or tribulations here through school for the youth, through older people here working at your workplaces. There are challenges wherever we go. And then I want to close with one verse here yet, James 1, verses 2 to 4. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So to be content with what we got, be content with where God has us, what He's got lined up for you, what He wants you to do. continue to seek for him. That is where we will find happiness. All right, let's all bow for prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to serve you. Thank you for bringing us together to praise you. And Lord, as we've all come together here today, ask you to be with each one, that the nerves are calmed, and that we can serve with a happy and content heart. And Lord, just that we pour out our joy here today. We just thank that all these people have come to listen to the program. So I want to bless them as well. So Lord, just ask you to be here this afternoon. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, come on up. Thank you.
Luke 19, verses 28 to 38. And when he had thus spoken, he went there before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, Why do ye loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, Because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Yeah. Luke 22:14-23. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing.
Luke 22:39-53.
And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at that place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And he being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he, that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his right ear and healed it. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captain of the temple and the elders which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness.
Thank you. Luke 22, verse 54 to 65. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, "This man was also with him." And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." And after a little while, another saw him and said, "Thou art also of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And Peter went out and wept bitterly, and the man that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, "Prophesy, who is it that smote thee?" And many other things blasphemously spake they against him.
All right, number 317 in the blue book. Number 317, will we all stand, please?
Suffered and died.
Luke 23, verses 13 to 25. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him. And lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. And I will therefore chastise him and release him, for of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. Pilate therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. But they cried, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, Why, what evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him for that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired. But he delivered Jesus to their will.
Thank you.
Luke 23, 32 to 49. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, they crucified him and the malefactors, one on his right hand and the other on his left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiments and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in the letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justify, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest unto thy kingdom. And said Jesus unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was also about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And said Jesus, and when Jesus cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintances and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things.
Our God.
Luke 24, 1 to 12. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed, thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? But he is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the leaven, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass.
Luke 24, verse 36 to 53. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he had said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and feet, that it is I myself, handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remissions of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen.
Thank you.
All right. That's how far we've come with the program. Thank you for being patient with us as our projector was deciding to have issues right during the program. Thank you for everybody doing their part. I think everybody sounded great. I also want to thank the song leaders that were helping lead in the singing and also the band here with all the instruments and all our songs. So thank you very much. We also have FOSPA, a little bit of FOSPA in the dining hall. You guys are all welcome to join us if you so desire. The lineup will be going to the left to go into the dining hall if you want to join us. Once we get inside, there's a couple tables so you guys can go from each side and also in the front of the kitchen. For other announcements, we don't have anything here today, but I'd like to call up Reverend Abe Heppner for closing and table grace.
What a blessed an hour and 15 minutes. Truly, thank you, youth, for presenting the gospel through scripture and through songs. Thank you for youth leaders and taking your time. That's a real asset when I see that the church has youth leaders and that the youth are being taught. Thank you, parents, for allowing them to come to youth, as well as members that are attending this program, as well as guests. When I listened along the program this afternoon, I found that they started at the triumphal entry of Jesus going into Jerusalem. Really, that's where the Passion Week starts, when he entered into Jerusalem on a donkey. And then they proceeded to the Last Supper, and then they proceeded to his crucifixion. And then they proceeded to his resurrection. And really, that's the whole salvation story, the Passion Week story. Thank you again, youth. That's the best news that there ever could be, for God so loved the world. I want to, I should maybe mention, aside from reading scripture, they also sang some songs that portrayed the message of Easter. Some of the songs, But for the Blood, The Old Rugged Cross, He is Risen. These songs all inspire us of the message of Easter. I want to read one verse and just make a comment, and then I'll have a closing prayer. 1 John 4:1. This obtains to all. It says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. It implies to adults as well as younger people. We know that God has not made robots. He never invented the robot. He lets us have free choice. You as youth also, you can have free choice. The person that was playing the piano here, the young man, I thought it was quite something, but he made a free choice to work on the piano. And the more hours he spends at it, the better he'll get. So we are not robots. We have choices to make, but there's often consequences, either of blessing or sometimes trials and hardships. God loves us so much that sometimes he lets us go through tough times. So for you as youth, you chose to come here. For you as youth, you have a life ahead of you to make choices. He says, prove the spirits. The most important choice that you should or could make, I would venture to say, pray that you would make, is your plan of salvation. That's a very important choice. And aside from that, it's your education. It's also a choice. The choice of work you make, the marriage partner you marry, and these are the choices that people make. Some of us have made them, and some are going to make them. But you have your life ahead of you. Many have maybe accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. But if you haven't, that's the best choice you can make. That sets you ahead for what's coming ahead of us. People make choices. It's been said that eternity is too long to be wrong. I'll say it again. Eternity is too long to be wrong. And therefore, we are asked by 1 John 4:1, prove the spirits whether they are of God. And then he says further, because many false prophets are gone out. Everything that shines gold is not gold. And so we have choices to make, and that's what I would ask you as of a youth. Make good choices. That would be my prayer, that you are, according to Matthew 5, 13 to 16, you are the salt and the light of this world. And if you make good choices, you know what I can see? These young people can all be future missionaries. Because really, that's the church's command. These can all be missionaries. And how good would that be? That would be blessed. And there would be a blessing on making the right choices, especially in serving in the missions. Let us bow for a closing word of prayer and then also table grace. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you this afternoon and thank you again for the message of salvation, the message where it started of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. They wanted to make you a king. They wanted you to restore Israel, but you said you did not come to make a political restoration, not the kingdom of this world, but the kingdom of God. And that's what you came to do when you entered in and you succeeded on dying on the cross for the salvation of the whole world, and that's what the world needs today. We ask your blessing upon each young person that they make good choices in their life, and that you might pull them with your Spirit, and that the Spirit might draw them to you, according to Romans 8. We ask your blessing upon the people that have come, and upon the meal, that it might serve to our strength and for in your service, because we pray in the name of Jesus who died for us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
All right, then Winkler is going to head out to go prepare, get it ready, and then once the congregation song is over, then I'll dismiss you guys as well. All right, Winkler, head out, get the food ready for me.
Do you want to? Okay. Please take your blue books, and turn to page 330. There is power in the blood. Would you stand, please? Waiting for these guys.
Power in the blood.
Thank you.
All right, then we'll start with the youth. As you file down, you may proceed. Go ahead. Once you get into the dining hall, we just ask that fill up the back end first so that we don't have to try to squish past quite as many people. So thank you. Thank you all for attending.